call to order. This meeting will be recorded and audio will be posted on the city website. Anyone wishing to speak, please raise your hand, be recognized by chairperson, and then state your name and residence. Let's have a pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And roll call.
Gary.
Randy.
Mark. Our other two, I guess, aren't going to be able to chime in. No word on it. Through the agenda, if I can get a chance to go through the last week's meeting and minutes and Friday and all that stuff.
Yep, sure.
I make a motion to accept the consent agenda as stated, unless we have something to add.
The letter from Lake Central Insurance.
Oh, yes, that's in the right place.
We could maybe add that under Mayor's report?
Mayor's report?
Justin's making us do it by the book.
Add the insurance.
Amendment to add Lake City Insurance under the mayor's report.
All second.
All in favor?
Aye.
New business. Bob Stanser.
Can we do a one for the...
We need to go back to the consent agenda, please.
What, did you want to work on the CD?
Well, first you should be calling for open forum, if you would.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. It's okay. You're new at this.
I can feel that spot.
Certainly, you can, if you want to, put Bob here.
We'll just jump in the bottom and we'll back up and then go into the open forum. Sorry. Bob, what do you got?
Well, in your packet, I think you've got the information that we presented to the county for the second cyber location off of Eagle Lake Road. And as you know, originally the plan was to put it on top of the hill where the Horvath Tower, the cell tower, might be built at some point in the future, but right now we don't know if that's 24, 25, we don't know what is going to happen. The sirens are here, and so Mark, myself, Justin, Chad, we all went out along Keogh Lake Road and looked at a couple of sites there, and we found a spot on tax forfeited land that's managed by the county. That looks like a good location, so I got the latitude and longitude off of that. I sent it to American Signal, who's the vendor of the sirens, to do a sound plot to see how that location played with the one that we plan on installing up on County Road 136. And it's a good location. It's not as good as the top of the hill where the Verizon Tower will go. But it's a good alternative site. It looks like it plays in well. Looks like we'll have coverage to the NEMA standards on Mitchell, Eagle, East and West Fox, Keogh. So it's a good location. Now we're dealing with the county. We dealt with the county with the one on County Road 136 with the highway department or roads, and that was pretty easy. This one on tax forfeited land, they want a little bit more information. So I think we sent the county the information that we have with the sound plots and all that, sending it to you, got in the packets. And we're going to meet with the county board committee on the 20th to see if we can get approval to put a siren there, to see if they'll survey it and hopefully not charge the city anything to place a siren on a 10 by 10 or 20 by 20 section of land. If that site doesn't work out, there's a second location we identified a little bit further north, which would be in the road right-of-way, but would also have to be surveyed. the exact location, so we put it in the road right away. We lose probably, what, 10, 12 feet maybe? Little bit in elevation, but it's not drastic. So.
And that's further north then?
Little bit. I mean, it's walking distance further north.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not very far north. So I guess we won't know any more until after our meeting with the company. Siren manufacturers getting anxious to get these installed.
Yeah.
They were delivered, what, three weeks ago? So.
I definitely want to do it before May 1st.
And I did verify with Grand Electronics, again, who's the two-way radio vendor and service company for the county and for the city radios. And they assured me that the codes to activate those sirens are programmed into the consoles at the sheriff's office. So I guess unless there's questions, that's all I really have.
Okay, Bob.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you, Bob. Let's back up to open forum. Does anybody have anything? You want to do that presentation at this point?
No, if you want to take care of the consent agenda first. So it's one motion to approve all the items in the number 5?
Did we approve the consent?
No, you did you considered the agenda.
I'll make a motion to accept the consent agenda.
I'll second.
Could we have discussion then?
Oh, discussion.
Yep, then we have 3 CDs.
Oh, do I need CDs?
Please. If you go back to your treasurer's report, which is on page, your cash control.
Cash control 33?
Okay, so the highlighted are CDs that are up for renewal. And
did you concentrate today?
I didn't. My day got away from me. So what I'd like to do though is still contact him. But if you guys want to discuss keeping 2 CDs at First National at 5%, they're 9 months, 5%.
Yeah. I think you and I had talked if we could stretch it to 12 months.
Well, I thought it was staggered. One of the things I wanted to display. The next thing I wanted to do is if we could keep these all staggered. So
the only reason I want to try to get as much time on this, I think the next time these come around, the interest rates come around.
Drop it in.
I think.
Well, that's what they show on the forecast, too.
Right.
The 13-month drop back to 4.75.
Right. So, if we could stretch these out longer, I think it would be to our advantage. Of course, that's just a...
Do you want to move one into Pine River, 5% on the 13th? Move that second one at First National. Over to Pine River and or ask First National if they'll go to 5% on a 13 month.
That doesn't sound bad. We're not launching anything up too bad, are we?
No. It's just nice having, if you look at the CDs, how they're all staggered throughout the year.
So right.
You run into a problem, you've always got something.
Yeah, we can kind of take it out there.
13 months and put it into the house for me, so that'd be in March. That wouldn't be too bad. First one, 4.9. What's a tenth of a percent on $46,000 would be $462, right? That'd be a tenth. Be $400 difference on that 4.9 at the First Western 12 months. But I think if we went to them, they would probably up it and say, hey, if you go to 5, we'll just renew this, but otherwise.
Yeah, you're talking $150,000 three notes, so you think they'd move a little bit if we ask that question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I mean, any one of these can be moved from the drop of a hat, or these three can all be moved.
Right.
Even when these don't matter, actually, credit is 25,000 minimum. Interesting. So, what do you guys like? Well, are we doing 5% in 9 months on the first one?
You know, I see
if they're going 12 months on the second one. 9 months, what is that? That's February, puts me in November. We don't need to do in November, but generally don't need money. But generally don't need money in November because we got something done then.
So yeah.
We got summer just landed.
Right. I don't know. I could go keep them both at First National or moving one over to Pine River at that 13 month.
Did we go CD by CD? Did we go CD by CD by number? So the first one is 1607?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So
what would you like to do with that one?
Just leave that one where it's at. Yes. Find out, see if the other one, see if they'll go to a 12 month. See if they'll go to, yeah, see if they'll go to 12 month, otherwise move over to Pine
River on that 13.
13 month at 5%. Yeah. I'll just do that on number two on the 24,
yeah.
436.
Yep, I'd be good for that one.
So move that one to Pine River.
Yeah,
13
on that 13 month.
13 month.
At 5%. If First National would come back and say they'll do the same, do you want to keep it there?
Yeah, that's a lot less for home. Yeah, I think it'd be worth it.
Okay.
Worth it more.
And then how about 1601?
And that I'm thinking we just keep where it's at, correct?
He's at 5% for the 6 month, so we've got to readdress this.
We've got to help us.
October, September. I'll be doing it again.
Got a good time to have one do.
Well, you'd have two of them over there due at that point.
Yeah.
Or you could stretch it out to 12 months at 4.9, which you might do fine.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that one. That 12 month at 4.9, just to keep it
going for a year so it has the same expiration date.
Yeah.
Okay, so in your consent motion, then we did include renewing these, keeping them, or sorry, First National, keeping it there, then moving the 2436 to Pine River, and then 1601, keep at First West. Okay,
yes,
and then
yes.
I'll, along with that, then the 50 Lakes Lake Improvement Committee has suggested that they purchase a 9 month CD for $10,000 from First National Bank and do the 9 month at 5%.
What's the amount on that? You can call that $10,000?
No, I don't remember.
What Bob, do you remember how much we were going to put in a CD?
$10,000.
That's what I thought, $10,000.
Yeah, I thought you were asking the interest. I don't think you
No.
That was 5%.
Right, but I don't think we calculated 5%. It. So if you want to restate your motion to include all that.
All right. Well,
Jess will do really well with it.
I'll make a motion to accept the consent agenda with the move the first number 1607. I think we'll try to see if we can get that one.
No. Redo it now.
Just renew it, yeah. 1607 and 2436, renew those of First National. And renew first 1601 with First Western. And put a $10,000 CD in First National Bank with FLIIP funds for a 9 month CD. I think that's it.
I'll second that.
There you go. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carried. public hearing to discuss the park plans, not limited to, but including the pickleball courts, splash pad, and upgrades to the park grounds.
So,
PowerPoint.
Yep, we threw together a little PowerPoint to hopefully make this a little easier. So, some history. In 2016, Councilmember Craig Boulet requested, after years of budgeting, City Council approval creating a parked area southeast of the Community Center Fire Hall. Included in this park improvement was one main structure called the Lookout. This project was completed in the spring of 2017, adding to the existing park area of a swing set, tetherball, and picnic tables. This was the start of the park improvement visions for the city. So here is that project, and there it is completed. In 2021 and 22, the existing playground area was re-landscaped to create a larger play area. Council approved additional playground units, including a merry-go-round, teeter-totter, bumblebee, rocker, and playhouse. Great additions to the park. They're used all the time. In May of 22, Council reviewed the park animation with three phases, one a pavilion, two a splash pad, and three a pickleball court. Council approved phase one, building the park pavilion, which also includes a bathroom, mechanical room to house the splash pad unit to run the splash pad, and then hoping for a future kitchen, just an outdoor kitchen facility. In the winter of 23, Council approved phase three instead of phase two, the building of the pickleball courts. The decision for this was the popularity and fund availability, with the next step then being the splash pad. So it's the south set of pickleball courts that was built. And they turned out beautiful. They were used, I don't think we opened till July, mid-July, and they were used constantly afterwards. I'm sure you guys all saw that. In the spring of 23, solicitation of additional park committee members was done via Facebook, website, and local newspapers. I'd like to introduce one of our new park members. This is Marilyn McKeon. This is Jenna Fitcher. And then I'll also introduce Laura Prem. She is our grant writer.
Thank you, welcome.
Diana, our existing park member. And Tony isn't here, unfortunately.
So she can't even listen in?
She probably could if Diana wanted to get her on speaker.
I can if you want
me. Yeah, at least she can then hear.
Anyway.
It's probably killing us.
I would.
Yeah, so meetings have been held and led to the city hiring Lori as our grant writer, and it's been a pleasure to work with her.
We're doing that.
So the committee has been working with Lori to write a DNR matching grant for up to $350,000. City Council agreed to $200,000 match for this grant and to include the splash pad, pickleball courts, and additional playground equipment. The DNR grant has been awarded to neighboring parks in Aiken, Mission Township, Park Rapids, Pequot Lakes, and also Crow Wing County Fire Tower. Tonight, this is what we need. The City Council with committee and public input need to make the final decisions on what to include in the DNR matching grant. The committee has produced the following costs. So this is these costs I did get from the vendors who will build all these things that are listed. ADA sidewalks, $10,000. That also does include the cement slab in between the two pickleball courts for the shade. Signage, and the ADA sidewalks are a requirement of the grant. Signage is a requirement of the grant.
Can ADA sidewalks be pavers?
The research I've done shows they would prefer not. Pavers can become difficult for wheelchairs to cross, is one of the reasons I found. They prefer concrete.
Signage is required, one of which has to be a sign that shows that this was a DNR-sponsored project. And then the other signage is just for parking, handicap accessibility. The splash pad, this is complete with all the features at $332,483. The well to accommodate the splash pad came in at $39,587. Drinking fountain, $5,446, and that is a requirement if you have a splash pad, is to have a drinking fountain, because you don't want the kids drinking out of the features, of which took our grandkids to Deerwood. They still do it. Drinking fountain was there. He's drinking out of the little frog. So. The sunshade, which is in between the two pickleball courts, was $10,592. Pickleball courts, so that would be an additional two pickleball courts. That includes the fencing, the painting, the asphalt at $47,000. And then ADA parking, that would be a 20 by 28 to accommodate two handicap accessible parking spots. So they would be asphalt at $2,500. So the grand total is $448,000. Thank you. Thank you. Get a little dry here. So that's the total. Thank you, Justin. You go next. So the decision. The committee has two solid options for council. The committee has two solid options for council to review. Use the $200,000 matching money and add the balance of $24,259 to match the total project amount of $448,518 in the next two fiscal years. Two, keep the project at the $400,000 mark and put a hold on portions of the project. With that, our wrap up. I would like to thank all the committee members, Marilyn, Jenna, Tony, and Diana, for the hard work on this process. I look forward to working with them more on this and future projects. Also to Laurel for hard work and push to keep me working on the DNR grant and getting her the information she needs. That's been a job for her. Also support staff and, of course, council for your continued support on making the city of 50 Lakes even more beautiful than it is and offer more for residents and visitors to enjoy. So with that, we would just welcome council discussion, questions for the committee or myself, and at any time, or maybe you want to open it up now for public input, Mark, and hold your discussion after.
Yeah. Is there any public input? Anybody like to say anything? There we are. So,
as a Park and Recs member, and thank you for this opportunity. I just want to reiterate how fortunate we are to have a grant writer. So we have in front of us a DNR grant that can be up to $350,000 for a community. The grant that Laurel has worked tirelessly to help us with is $200,000. We are probably highly likely we'll get that. It has all the checks and balances of a really good DNR grant. So to bring $200,000 into our community with the matching funds that our wonderful counselor and mayor have earmarked, we just have an opportunity to just elevate the 50 Lakes to this new level. So finding grant writers are extremely hard, and we had a special connection to Camp Knudsen, their grant writer, who was a friend of Laurel's, and we're in good hands.
Yeah. Marilyn is the one who found Laurel. Thank you, Marilyn.
Guys, I'm getting a big head here, but thank you. Thank you for your vote of confidence in all of you. And I have to say, you have a wonderful person in Ann here, too. She's done all of this feedback and all of the questions. I can't write a grant alone. There's so much input that has to come from everyone else. She's done it in the middle of year-end work, audit work. It's, you know, I can't imagine that she's been able to juggle it all. So I feel very fortunate to be with this team as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I know it's a lot of work to go chase dollars down. This has been an easy project, and there's been a lot of things done out of order, but we're working forward. It's coming together.
Yeah, no worries.
On that note, how much is in their budget? 40? So.
In the Parks Fund right now, we have $42,480.26. We levied $53,000 for the year
2024.
We will be applying for the Sourcewell Grant, which is available July 1, for $10,000. So that puts us to 104,000.
So we would need a budget for 2025, another $100 to make this happen?
Well, when you guys committed, you were looking at your general fund, and you were looking at your city investments.
You somewhere on this, yeah.
But yes, you can. I mean, that's the purpose of a levy. I feel very confident we're good in our road department because our grader has been purchased. It was paid cash from budgeting for that for so long. So when it comes to budget time, you know, you're just going to have to look at the needs. And if the park needs need to go up, that's where you need to do that.
This can be spread all over 2 years?
The grant goes from, if we're approved for the grant, we can start in October, November of 2024. And then we have until the end of June 2026 to finish. So that would go in your 24, 25, and then half the 26 fiscal years. And in the meantime, we are going to do our due diligence to not have to use as much city funds. That's how I'm looking at it. We have a grant writer now. Mm-hmm. And so I know she's gone home once we get through the DNR grant, and if council so chooses to continue to have her look and apply, if there's more money out there, we're going to try to find it. And if it's fundraising, you know, we haven't asked Growing Power, we haven't asked Tremolo, we haven't asked, there's so many places that we haven't even tapped into yet. So that is our intention.
Okay. I'm just wondering how we're going to.
So if you look at the picture, so last night when we met to prepare for this evening, the 200,000 we call seed money or matching, 200 from the grants, 400, but we're a little bit over. So there's like 24,000 for each side to come up with. We were trying to think of like, what are some things that we could wait on, but the fiscal timing should work to our advantage. And it's just like when your builder puts on a screen in porch and says, I'm going to be back and turn it into four season. You know, it's like we're disrupting the earth. Let's do the splash pad and add the pickleball courts. And we had two pickleball courts that opened in the middle of July. And in council, they're busy. In fact, raise your hand if you've played on the pickleball courts back here. These folks have played and came tonight to show their support. But I was there every Saturday and Sunday, and I tell you, it would bring tears to your eyes. It's multi-generational. It's very little investment of families. This pack of four paddles and a ball on Amazon was $38. So it's extremely affordable, and to see grandparents and children playing together is absolutely phenomenal. And then we've got like this Tuesday group that comes from Cross Lake. Well, after they play, they eat in our facility, which provides beverage and food. So we're really becoming a hobby place. So if we can move forward and do the whole thing, this would be great for our community.
And I do want to share with you that when we were talking, you know, discussion was held, okay, if you guys want to stick with the 200,000, then we do have to look at areas to cut because our budget is over. So I did flag, Marilyn came up with an idea to flag some of the features, if that is the route you want to go.
As far as putting in the splash pad and holding it off on the feature, the 448, did that include the features then also?
All of them.
That was a full pack.
Right, so for example, if... Right, so like each of these features has a little ticker item that we could prepare the splash pad, either all plumbed and anything, and just bring in other features later.
What's the average cost? What, $6,000, it looks like?
About seven. The one that's 12,000, that's two. They're cannons that you squirt water at each other. That's just one of the ideas that we came up with.
As far as moving forward, so if all of this area needs to be wheelchair accessible, it really kind of rules out selling pavers for making a fundraiser then? Doesn't really make the pavers.
We did talk about that again last night, and I guess I haven't really seen a firm plan on where the pavers would go. We were thinking underneath the shade area.
No, that's actually cement. The pavers, okay. We were going to go to the west of the existing pickleball courts. The same spot we've talked about.
Yeah, the area we talked about. But my vision was everything outside of whatever the splash pad was to be
pavers,
if we could sell enough pavers. And I don't know if that's going to go. I've been to several of them up in Walker and whatnot, and there just seems to be no problems selling that many pavers.
Pavers are beautiful too. They're very attractive compared to concrete. But I think what maybe changes our scenario versus theirs, not having the information about how they funded theirs. Whenever you're pulling the state grant money in, and potentially federal could be funding some of this, they are requiring that we do as much ADA accessibility as possible. In fact, I shouldn't say as possible, full ADA accessibility on anything that we build. That's why we have to put the little patch of asphalt in the midst of our gravel driveway so that they can let out of their cars and get the wheelchair onto the asphalt and up onto the
concrete.
So whether there is an area that pavers are still appropriate, I guess we could certainly look into that. But I probably wouldn't include any of that in the grant at this point.
What's the minimum width for if you did a wheelchair width?
They're asking 5 feet for this one.
5 foot wide?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Could we go get 12-inch pavers and do a 4 foot wide and then have pavers line? With a 10-inch paver wide?
I would say we probably have to go a full 5 to be compliant, and then we could lay pavers on the side.
I think you'd be very safe with that.
Yeah.
But then you end up with such a wide side. A 5 foot sidewalk already is wide.
That's very wide.
It's wide. Yeah.
It's much wider than what's strong.
I think all your wheelchairs have to be 36 inches because that's a 3-0 door.
For the doors, yeah.
Yeah.
But you've got to be able to possibly pass, I believe, for that.
You're right. If we were putting in a trail, the ADA is even wider than that because then they expect full wheelchair passability, but we don't need that on our walkways here. It's probably just the chair and a person meeting for the 5 feet.
The other thing is that I strongly recommend that any concrete bids you have go out, you have a dye in a maroon or something that's going to match the waters here. Anybody that lives in this area, your water's got iron in it. If you put down straight concrete, it's going to be brown, but rather than have brown patches on concrete, let's just dye the whole thing so it blends in.
We have had that conversation at our meetings, and I'm glad it's coming up again. I was literally laying awake thinking about that last night because I've seen beautiful new homes go up with big boulders, and they've let the sprinkler systems run unaware that there was so much rust in the water. Mm-hmm. And now those beautiful boulders are, and I don't want that to happen to our splash pad, but it's not as easy as it sounds to get that tint in there. So, and I don't know that Ann has priced it.
Copper tan, something that would kind of blend into the rust.
Like it costs a little copper. More, but just have it dyed.
It does cost a little more, but it isn't that difficult.
It's pretty simple to have.
I agree with that, because once it gets stained, it's almost impossible to remove.
Yeah, and if we did a kind of a rust color already, then
it would look nice, too.
Yeah, it's not going to jump at you that, wow, look at
that. So that price, you know, would go up probably a little bit on that. Tools.
Do you think that should be the case on the sidewalks as well, the walkways?
I think
I
want to
keep it all the same. Belongs, just because of the water. And not only that, if you dye it, it's going to be a tad darker, and that's going to help you melt off in the spring.
Wow.
Anytime you can make it darker, that's why asphalt is better than concrete. Mm-hmm. Black.
And Councilman Member Bradley, Ann was very articulate to make sure that we didn't lose your vision of the pavers, you know, that just has great opportunity, legacy in a community, and, you know, put them in honor. And I think as we continue to work on this project, there'll probably be other places we can add some places for those pavers.
Yeah, I think as you kind of walk around there, there are some spots we could fill in with pavers if, you know, we care to do it.
Right.
And, you know, that isn't a great overall look, so I think there's more places we could possibly put them
that
would fit in.
To your point, Councilman Staples, you can do pavers where you lay all the pavers, and then you, as people buy them, then you engrave them, but the project's out, or we can buy and lay them as it goes. So if we use them more of a decorative purpose, make flower gardens, whatever, out of them, then we can buy and then lay them.
Sure.
So we could do it twofold.
And it would seem to me as well that as long as we were meeting the 5-foot ADA sidewalks to the various features and covering the accessibility outside those parameters, I would think that we could have some fun with the pavers.
I just see it as a good fundraising, and I already know several people that are no longer in this area that their parents started the foundation and whatnot, and they reached out to me 3 years ago when this whole thing first started. Yeah, we'd buy a paper in a minute and put our parents' name on it. So, and just one thing, Marilyn,
yes.
Or anybody,
yes.
You can just call me Mark.
Okay.
That's still way better than college.
Yeah,
I'm Mary.
I'm Marilyn.
So, we're just on a first name basis. Okay. I'm pretty low key on formalities. Yeah, I think it's a great thing moving forward. We'll definitely have it in the budget heavily again for next year until we get this completed.
When will we hear from the DNR?
In December.
December?
Mm-hmm.
December of next year.
Well, pardon me. No. Thinking of a different opportunity.
March.
Yeah, we would be getting the monies in hand by October or November. The summertime is when they will announce the winners. And also to back up, another thing that we're doing as a committee that I think will show really well with the state is that we are submitting a month early. So we are planning to be done with this and have it in their hands in a couple of weeks before the end of February. And then they will take a look at all the work that we've done and say, this area is weak, you forgot this piece, or whatever their feedback is. And then we have a whole nother month to beef up the application and get it just how they want it. So that improves our chances even more. And also, I wanted to mention, you know, due to your fiscal responsibility and having all of this money available for the grant, that's a huge score point for this grant, that you have that much money available. So
it's funny you should say that, because when we had a grant writer previously for the fire department, that was actually points against us, that we had money in the bank and we weren't in debt up to our eyeballs. And
the grants are all
so
a little
different.
So you
guys got the money now. So yeah. What are you coming to us for our money for?
Yeah. I think because this one is a matching grant, so they're like, do you have skin in the game? We have skin in the game.
Yep.
And this, through the DNR, they have notorious for money. There's more like that.
Yeah. So to clarify, more in the area of the summertime is when we would find out if we have won it or not. And they are specific.
What kind of things can we move forward with to this summer? Should things happen? All the stars align and we get to build another pickleball court this year? Do we get to count that as monies?
Mm-hmm. One thing about grants in general, including this one, is you cannot do any of the labor that you will use the grant money for or expend any of the funds in advance of the grant period, which will start in October or November, as Dan pointed out.
So those monies have to stay in that account until
yep.
we get the grant?
Yep. In fact, the reimbursement policy with this one is that you have to spend the money, do the work, spend the money, pay the vendors, and collect the receipts, and then you submit them for reimbursement in no more than four batches. So they make you pay for it in advance and then get reimbursed. So it's quite a long runway before you'll see the money coming, but they'll be good for it once. Part of the planning that Ann has done is built this grid that's very specific, and she showed it earlier. If those items are in the grant application, those are things that she can submit for reimbursement for. So that's why we're pushing each other to plan so precisely.
What kind of things can we do moving forward in the 2024 season coming up? Or do we have to kind of sit on our hands until we know we've got this? And once we know we've got it, can we move forward with, say, another pickleball court this fall?
Or seems like nothing.
It's
I think the only thing you could do is anything not listed in the grant.
Right.
So
you've got some trees you want to take down? Get those out of the way.
If the city still wants to do any additional work not included in the grant, you can
maybe start some excavation.
We can start on the pavers.
And maybe some earth moving to get it ready for spring.
Well, the problem is that you really don't want to tear it all up until you get or do it. That's a pretty big project, and at this point grass is easier to maintain.
You wouldn't want to do it until you knew you had won, but you could do it in the window between the notification and the actual grant period, which will start October or November. You got a little window there that you could do some things before
freeze
up.
By October, we're not laying much concrete.
No.
Especially in that volume. You're looking
The timing is kind of unfortunate. But
yeah, you're probably 50.
50, you think,
over? Yeah.
Well, it depends on the fall.
Yeah, it feels like this one.
If we are awarded this and still can start, even on the pickleball court, if Anderson Brothers, they come in and they do that in a matter of a couple of days.
And on that note, should we end up doing the pickleball courts with the arrangement they're currently showing up here, did you include any money for moving the septic?
We have not included that. We are aware of it.
I would probably venture to guess you're going to need between $5,000 and $6,000 to move that drain field.
We had actually talked about doing that this summer ahead of time and not including in the grant, because when you include anything to do with SSTS in a grant like this, it's like red flags. That's how I understand
be.
It
could be.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be a good thing to do in that window between when you know that you won the award and the grant period start. Take the trees down.
We might not have to move that septic if
we're currently it's just in the beginning here now, but we're currently looking at possibly moving the pickleball courts to the east. But we need to acquire some more ground, and then that would then we wouldn't have to bother with the drain field.
Okay.
We could do that.
So
So with that, we're just asking for council to approve option one or two.
Can you just put them back, those up, because they're one or two or...
So you said that we're going to be getting another 53 into the parks?
In 2024, we'll get about four payments of our tax levy.
Oh, all right, we won't get one.
No.
I was just going to make the comment, would it be a wise thing to take what we've gotten on those payments and put them in a CD, but that is a work.
No, probably not.
So you'd like another $24,259 to make the whole thing go together in one time?
So right now we've got $104, as I see it, earmarked, and we're going to get the rest of it from the city general.
That's what you guys had discussed. You were comfortable with city general. I mean, all the money's the city, you know.
Right.
I'm
guessing that whatever we come up, if we match the fund up to that 448, which is 224 for us approximately, and right now we're looking, we got 104 for sure. And then, so we do have the funds to cover it the rest of the way, but if we can get other grants or fundraising, that would kind of help keep our city general fund a little better.
Exactly.
So, but that covers what, if for some reason we didn't get anything else, we could still do it.
Yes. And it's important too when we come to budget time.
Right.
If there's other departments that don't need as high a budget as parks at this time. Parks has been so little for so many years.
Yeah, it's been really down there for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Council members, may make one more statement about the acquisition of the land that's being considered. This grant is very specific about acquisition of land for any of the amenities that we're going to be building. And as of right now, the grant is built very specifically to using existing lands.
Correct.
And that there wouldn't be any acquisition involved. There are points that we would need to do. I guess I would like to ask that I go back and take a look at that, what that would look like. And we're going to have to do it relatively quickly. I don't want to make you feel like your hands are tied on that, but there's deed restrictions that we have to record with the county, even that the land that we're planning to put it on now is going to be yours into perpetuity and used as a park into perpetuity. And if we start planning to use state money to put a pickleball court onto newly acquired land that is just in the works right now, may change what this grant looks like for us.
If I'm not mistaken here, I think we'd keep it on the land that we've already got.
Okay.
But if we are able to acquire that other land, that gives us a little more elbow room that we weren't... It's a setback that we couldn't. That's what's holding us right now. We'd be still keeping it on the land that we now have.
Okay.
The other land would be... something different.
Okay, then I think we're fine.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that.
I don't know that that's correct.
So the current pickleball court is built directly at the east setback. Property line setback, so there is no room east of the existing pickleball court for a new one.
Well,
so if you're talking about that, that's as far east as you can go on your property.
Even if we own the other piece of property.
Well, she's saying that in the process, we don't really want to go with that.
They would have preferred that you had owned that, I believe, for some time before, rather than doing it in the midst of the works. But I'd like to take a look at what, and maybe talk to my DNR rep about that. Again, I hate to tie your hands.
We're not going to use
any
of the money
for that property already.
We won't use that money for acquiring
that
money we already have.
We understand.
But it's just, it's economically and the layout makes a lot more sense to go that direction. If you walk through the park and look at it, it's like, it keeps things a little bit more confined if they're all over here rather than spreading it out going north.
Mm-hmm. So if you do move forward with the plan as it is, but it does turn out to where you can put it to the east, that would be an option. But for now, I would look at that.
Just as it is.
As it is.
At that point, we would have to. That's what the septic is.
Is that an active septic?
Yes. That's why it's taken care of next door.
But it's the drain field, correct?
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have to do anything with the tanks, but just to change the drain field, right, you're probably looking somewhere around $5,000 or $6,000.
Okay. I make the motion we go with item number one, information given.
I think I'll second that.
I agree. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any discussion?
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
And of course, we welcome any donations.
So, will we be able to move forward with buying, allocating a 10x10 paver blocks perimeter of this entire thing?
Yeah. I know Jenna's very, very excited to be a part of that.
Well, I know we also looked at, when I think you must have brought the brochure in for us as well as some papers to take a look at. Also, potentially doing something on the side walls of the pavilion as well, because there's bricks that we can put, right, the tiles on the side, which are an option as well to spruce it up a little bit.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, yeah. Moving forward to this year, any money we spend on this moving forward do not favor us at all until we know whether we're getting this grant at all. We can only have ideas up until July, you're saying.
Well, this is a good discussion point, and we've talked to Ann about that. I said, what if somebody says at the meeting, what if we don't get the grant? Because they're definitely, no matter how well-written a grant can be, it is a competitive grant. We could lose it. There could be another crowd of people that just push us out. So that would kind of lead into that topic then. What would you want to do if you didn't have the grant money? Would you want to take the trees down, move the septic, think about putting another court there just with general funds? We could wait and apply next year to get the grant, but then you're not really doing anything in the interim.
Well, some of my thoughts on moving forward, things I'd like to do is paint the exterior.
Of the pavilion.
Oh,
and just,
okay.
Jenna brought up sprucing it up. Well,
mm-hmm.
I'd like
oh,
to
sure.
move forward before we get to the tiles even.
Yeah.
We could at least throw a nice paint job on there to match the yellow of the rest of the city building.
Yeah, I think
I don't want to grant at all.
Right, we can do any work that we have funds for,
yeah,
right?
That's
outside of the grant.
Yeah.
But we're not spending any park money.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever, however else come up with that money.
So,
just
so
kidding.
Well, I don't know what major businesses we can try to get to help donate, but I'm sure Tremolo, I know that there's, like I said, there's several people that want to buy bricks moving forward if we can. Mm-hmm. Before it gets too far out of hand, the people that said they want it might not be around either anymore. Might be going to grandkids. So,
one thing you need to concentrate on that early on, you have to disseminate on what is the different tiers and what we're looking at for donation.
Right.
So if you run with 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, I don't know what those numbers are, but it makes us more organized when we finally do get the agreement to go ahead, that this donation part comes up on the back side of that.
Right, but are we okay as far as the grant goes moving forward, raising money on side for things like this?
Absolutely. That won't adversely affect it.
And we're okay to write other grants?
Absolutely. See, what will happen is if we can, and this is your decision, is how you want to juggle the monies, if you will, but you can, we could get additional grants and you keep your part of your $200,000 in the coffers, so to speak, and use the grant money as the match to the DNR grant. So any yeah, we're free to do that. I can't guarantee more grant money. It's not easy to find grants, grant writers or grants. They're both difficult, but I'll certainly try.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
We need to adopt this, accept the resolution.
Yeah.
Do we have to approve that? Do you discuss the resolution in the past then?
No, this is separate.
That's this one, resolution 2405. 48.
Yes, please. Resolution 2024-05, accepting legal sponsorship for the DNR grant.
I'll make a motion to accept resolution 2024-05, resolution to accept legal sponsorship for the DNR grant. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any discussion? Golden Eagle Golf Course. They're not here. That's right. You said no. That. We're going to drop that off. Play and join.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do need a motion for that. What? Golden Eagle sold. So this is a new liquor license for the new owners.
Oh, I thought they had to come in.
No. Everything's been taken care of. All the paperwork filed with the state, with the county. Background check done. Check is here for $1,200.
I'll make a motion we approve the liquor license for Golden Eagle Golf Course.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Now it's Justin's up.
Justin.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Can I call you that?
Come on, we've known each other a long time.
Appreciate it. Planning Commission had the regular meeting in January at which there were two public hearings and they have two recommendations for your consideration tonight. The first is to approve Ordinance Amendment 03-2023. You've seen a lot of this proposed draft language. It's been before the City Council in the past, so you sent it back to the Planning Commission. They did modify the section regarding recreational vehicles, and so that's all included now in this one amendment. I'll just quickly go through. If you want me to go through in detail, I can do that. It's in the packet, but essentially the changes are summarized as follows. The park dedication fees, an increase from 1% to 5% based on the land value prior to subdivision. Second part, the recreational vehicles. The proposed ordinance will allow one RV to be placed on a property for use, so we're not counting the ones that are in storage, for up to 3 years with a permit, and then after that 3 year period, property owners can keep the RVs, but they'd have to apply for an interim use permit and install a septic system and a well if they want it longer than that 3 year period. The third part is regarding mobile food units, also known as food trucks. The state calls them mobile food units, so that's what we're calling them in the amendment, and allowing those in the commercial zone with a permit. And then lastly, with that first amendment, modifying the right of inspection section, and that really just clarifies that city council members, planning commission members, and city staff and consultants have a right to go onto private property if someone files an application. So if someone files a request for a variance, then that would give planning commission members, since they're the ones that are going to be reviewing it, gives them the authority or permission to go on site to view the property. And we did run these amendments by the DNR and the city attorney, and they both approved the changes.
Okay, they're okay with the walking on other people's dirt?
There's protocol. I mean, you're going to want to go, you know, knock on the door, introduce yourself, and then walk around. And also, you know, only go to areas of the property that pertain to the request. So if they're requesting something along the shoreline, you don't need to walk 600 feet, you know, the other way, in the other direction, just walking around the property. Just focus on your, for the reason that you're there, essentially. Yep.
Okay. We need to make that motion for 2023-03.
Yep.
Make a motion we pass ordinance 03-2023.
I'll second that.
Motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
Okay, and the second recommendation is to approve modifications to the City of 50 Lakes short-term rental licensing ordinance. That's number 02-2023. And essentially this, the city contracts with Crow Wing County to administer short-term rental properties within the city. All application fees go from the applicant directly to the county. We don't even review short-term rental properties. So the county has an ordinance that says, we'll administer short-term rentals in your city, but you have to have an identical ordinance to us, the county. They've made changes to their ordinance, which means the city now has to make changes to your ordinance. And so, again, I'll just quickly speed through these. It's in the packet, and I also highlighted them in the county ordinance or in the city's ordinance. So they have now adopted these changes in section 2.1 regarding subsurface sewage treatment systems. 2.1 to define travel trailer, 3.3 to delete a section requiring a license for each individual short-term rental unit on one parcel, 4.1 stating that no license will be issued if a property has three substantiated violations within one calendar year, or sorry, within the previous calendar year, 4.2 to clarify the requirement of a complete application for a license, as well as clarifying that the ordinance issues a license, not a permit. 5.1, allowing holding tanks, provided that certain performance standards are met. 5.2, clarifying that structures are, clarifying what structures are prohibited as short-term rental units. That would include RVs. You can't just put an RV on the property and rent it out. 5.2, clarify that two short-term rental units are allowed per parcel, so you could have a primary dwelling and a guest dwelling, both rented out as short-term rentals. And then they also added a section at the very end, which does pertain to the city. It's clarifying the process through which the county will administer a short-term rental ordinance for a city, basically stating you have to have an identical ordinance. So there isn't much you can do with this one other than approve it. If you don't want to approve it, then deny it, and we'll have to administer it on our own.
Now, is that 02-2023?
Yep, approve the changes to 02-2023.
I have one other question on that. How many short-term rentals do we have?
Bob, do you know?
Because I called Ann today, and she said that the two that we had down Northgate are no longer short-term rentals. They've since been sold.
I'd say less than 10. I don't know for sure. I can find out. They're on the county website.
If I look at the county licensing website, yeah, I think there's around 10 of them between all the lakes.
But there isn't the two on Northgate, right?
That I don't remember. I'd have to know.
Which ones are on West Fox on your road?
They're not. There aren't any.
There aren't any?
There was.
Yeah, we don't know if they're rented. As far as we know.
Well, that was just a church.
Yeah.
It was kind of a private.
Yeah. They're run as an LLC, we know that, but as far as we know, no money ever just changes hands.
Because I know of only one, and that's on River Lane. That's the one I
Jack can't. Reardon's old place is listed. It's licensed in Crow County.
Yeah, I believe there's one down on Northgate, if I'm not mistaken.
There is still one down Northgate?
I believe so. It wasn't, it had anything to do with another case. Independent. If they're still doing it, was a few years ago, I know. I would imagine they still are.
I remember there's two right next to each other. We had issues for about 2 years.
Yeah, they sold those.
Yep. Someone met with them. Yeah, those have been transferred.
Did we pass that ordinance? Okay. I'll make the motion to pass amendment ordinance 02-2023.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
All right.
Aye. All in.
Okay, and then, so now the ordinances have been adopted. They're not officially in effect until either the ordinances are published in their entirety or you adopt and publish a publication summary, which is included in your packet. So we look for a third motion to approve the publication summary. It's page 61 of your packet.
I'll make a motion to publish the summary.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The discussion passed.
I included the long list of two permits in your packets that have been issued so far this year. We have a couple pending. Councilor Staples and I did have a meeting scheduled with Golden Eagle, the Golden Eagle Environmental Review Committee. The attendee had a sickness in the family, so they weren't able to make it, so we've rescheduled that to
March 1st.
Yeah, and a couple Fridays, I believe it is.
Yeah, and I think I'm pretty good on that as far as I know.
Okay, yep, and we'll provide an update on that after we have that meeting, but other than that.
As far as you're aware, yeah. You've only got two so far for 2024.
Yeah.
Are any of the ones from 2023, are they completed projects, or are they still pending, or are those most of the projects all wrapped up?
The land use permits?
Yeah, we deal with that. If they put in for a permit, but they're still under construction, I wonder if there's some way we could weed through those. And
permits are valid for 2 years. In the time that I've worked for the city, I've not done follow-up inspections to verify that construction is complete. So if you do want me to go out and verify, I can do that. It's going to take quite a bit of extra time. It's going to.
I'm just curious.
I know Emily, City of Emily, used to have a planning. I don't think they do it anymore, but they had a planning commission member go around and verify. But I can do it.
You can close out the ones that could keep. Coming.
Yeah, I mean, to me, we're going to hear a complaint if you have a house that's half done and it's been sitting there for 4 years. You know, so I don't go out and verify that they're. So the ordinance says that the exterior has to be completed within 2 years. Interior can take.
Because I have gone back to this in the past when people bring up, oh, so and so is doing this and scratch through. Well, they got a permit. I don't know when they got it, but.
The permits are online. I believe previous year's permits are on there too, right? Mm-hmm. Or not? Yeah. So it's all on there. If anyone ever has questions, they can call City Hall and we can. Property file or check the list.
All righty. Yeah. Got everything passed? We need passed?
Yep, I think so.
Good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you. Thank you.
See you Friday.
I'll see you Friday. Busy day.
Tony Park. Tony's not here. Rental pavilion schedule.
So, page 65, at last month's meeting, we discussed the park pavilion rental fee. So then Jess did some research, and you have in front of you comparisons with Cross Lake Community Center, Emily City Hall, Hallett, Breezy, and us. It does appear $25 is pretty much the going rate. So I think it'd be our recommendation to stick with $25 as we have for this pavilion here.
We don't need a motion on that. We're staying the same.
I think I'd like a motion because then we'll revise the use form and include that.
I make a motion we keep all the fees as stated.
What if we can add the park pavilion?
It's a bar pavilion. Adding the park pavilion at $25.
Perfect.
Refund the $25 deposit.
Yes, perfect.
I'll second that. The motion.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Right.
Aye. Motion carried. Fire and Rescue, no, Jill, she's a towner. Do we want to address this road issue? Well, that'll be next.
We need to appoint on the fire and person.
So.
I'll make a motion to appoint W. Anderson to the Fire and Rescue Department.
I'll second that we allow William Anderson.
Yeah.
William.
William. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Did we have a second on that?
Yeah, Mark was second.
The next one is Sandy.
Oh, Sandy's not listed on my sheet.
I'm not bad. I'll make a motion to approve Sandy Case to the Fire and Rescue Department.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
And then if you just wanted to say, so it's in the minutes, Mayor Clerk will attend the fire relief meeting.
Ann and I are going to attend our fire relief meeting, annual thing every February. The city clerk and mayor are coming to the fire department for the meeting. Jill's out of town, so you want to get one.
What time is that?
7 o'clock tomorrow night. So Jill's out of town, if you want to slow down.
Yeah, I'm on the boulder walk. I'm going to go to my feet for 3 years and all.
Good, it's always good to have another eyesight on what's going on.
Yeah, I'll try to attend that.
And I don't know if Jesse, he's here, if he has anything to report.
I don't have much. We just had two medicals.
And we did receive an AED and four ditch bags with oxygen
from Good Neighbors and Sourcewell grant. That's the same grant we got one AED last year from.
Mm-hmm.
And they contacted Keith and said, you get another AED and four ditch bags and four oxygen tanks. So.
Awesome.
Yeah, great grant.
And that's one of the lines on the way. Anything else, Chad, you could add?
Nothing new at all.
Roads and maintenance. Smith Northgate Lane, both the Anderson brothers. We've got Paul Allen from Mission Mayor.
Manhattan.
Mission Manhattan.
Yes, that's over there. It's all over there somewhere.
You have to call it.
Sorry.
Commissioner Dewey. Yeah. Thank you for such a fine introduction.
I'm sorry, I've been calling him Paul Allen. He's one of my neighbors up the road. Anyway.
Maybe the two should come sit here and do a report, huh?
Sure, Chair. Anyway, Chad, what are your thoughts on the condition of that road? I drove it today, and there was some beat up marks from where they dumped riprap on the road. And yeah, those sections got, they never got contact the last time when we did chip seal.
No.
The dirt wasn't chip sealed, so it's way down to the base aggregate.
Right. The cracks in the, we go down the low end. There's some big divots in there that pretty hard on the vehicle.
Yep, and that's where
I've added to them and tried to patch them in and everything, but they just keep sinking on the side.
That down where that swamp part is?
Yeah. From the low millers there.
Yeah.
East of the low millers.
Say, Paul, do you know what's going to go on at the end of that road in the future? I know there's, I believe, a moratorium on down there.
The moratorium's off.
That is off.
Yeah, that ran off, but in between time, from what I understand, Carpenter, who was a developer there, he had land to get to the lake that wasn't wetland, but he lotted that off and built a house on it and sold it.
Yeah, there's two houses there, I think.
Yeah. Well, anyway, what's come up in between time, from what I'm understanding, is that the Loon Center people are going in there to make that swamp area, buy that swamp area from Carpenter to make another loon center on the Whitefish Chain.
So do you would there be any residences built down in there? Would there be just a loon center building, or you, it's probably you have no idea of it?
No, it basically would take his lakeshore access totally away.
Okay.
Because he was planning, from what I understand, 16 off-lake lots.
Yeah, I think I'd heard 12.
Something like that, but that's kind of gone by the wayside.
What?
Timothy is kind of in the dark on it because Crow Wing County does their planning and zoning.
Right,
so
right.
It all went through the county, and when it first came up, the county put a moratorium on it. And I think he had a big excavator sitting down there probably 2 years.
Yeah.
So from what I understand, it's all but dead.
So there's probably ain't going to be a lot of construction. You know, I was just thinking, if we go in and put in a bunch of money on that road and build 12, 16 houses in there, they're going to beat the heck out of everything that we do.
Well, I can't think of the name of that road, but it connects with the whole grid in Timothy Township there, that trail.
Yeah, I call it the Rocky Hill, I don't know.
Yeah. That was back in your drinking days.
Yeah.
But
I've spent many days walking down that.
But anyway, I don't foresee anything from what I can ascertain as to any major development.
No huge construction going on in there.
And I don't really see anything along the lake, you know, anymore where there's going to be any major developments.
I would say in our drive today, I saw less than six places that are under 1,500 square foot.
Oh, yeah.
All the rest of them are 2,500 to 5,000.
Yeah, there's a couple original cabins, but not too many.
There's not much construction left to do.
No. I was just more concerned about it. I was thinking how it could have turned into a big project, and that being kind of low back in there, we'd have a lot of heavy equipment running up and down that road, and you know, I don't know that it was built for that so much.
And that's one of the things, and they never got back to me, but I've been in contact with Tim Miles, is the one that runs. We'd like to have a core, do a core drill on to see where we're at. To start with, before we...
I think we need to know what we've got there, because theoretically we could go from a 7-ton road to a 9-ton road by just putting a 2-inch overlay. But we don't know what we have there.
Right. Well, down there where Chad was talking, where it's pretty rough, I think they just filled in some...
Well, I think there's a cement culvert under the road down there someplace.
And that's the only place
that runs all even. That runs all year long.
Yeah.
No, it's right when you come down the hill.
There's another one that I thought I would have felt it right at the culvert where the culvert.
There's one there too.
But that's good, can settle back down.
That settles back down after the cross goes out, but the one right below the hill, there's two of them that you hit pretty hard.
We're not in any particular time frame because it isn't, you know, an immediate necessity.
Right.
But I think we need to take some contingencies on this to see what the core borings say. The plant thing that they tied us to on the first quote was if they could get a plant in Pequot. Well, they stated that they couldn't get a plant in Pequot. So I'd like to see if they're going to get one closer, which would make a reduction in the price that we might have. And then the other question I had was class one. Where in the world are they getting that class one aggregate for the shoulder buildup?
They don't put class one on the shoulders of county roads anymore. It's class five and they spray it.
Yeah. So I think we need to talk some things over, and since we're doing this mutually, it's nice to know how each city feels about it so that we can make it a joint venture.
Well, we really should, just so that they call that being skipped over on the chip ceiling, but that does help the roads quite a bit.
Yeah. We're getting down to where you're seeing some exposed aggregate, but where we crack fill, that's maintained pretty well.
Yeah, pretty good.
But the worst case scenario is, you know, maybe we look at just seal coating it again. But I don't know till we get the borings to see what's what.
And that's what I'd say, is that this part of it should just be tabled until we get core borings and get some more answers. I would like to tie it into the 2024 season if they are going to move forward with the County Road 1, because they're definitely going to have a pit either one of three locations right on County Road 1, which is a lot closer
exactly.
to that location.
Right, if you put it off for a year, because I talked to them earlier today and they're doing it 2025.
Okay. That's, I was going to get to that as I have the conversation with them today. So maybe we look at this for 2025.
Yeah, and how is that broke up between Manhattan and here, between the two?
Well, that new surface on one past my place, there's cracks all over the place.
The only thing I was worried about is the prices. What's going to go up by next year?
We got to kind of consider that too.
Well, we talked about that today, and that brings up a good point. You know, where's it going to be? This is an election year. Are they going to try and keep the price down, or are they going to elevate it? You know, it's
it
shouldn't be political driven, but
they'll keep it down until November,
the day after election.
Yeah.
But I think it makes economic sense that we look at it. My big question on this was, our first quote that I got was not tied to 50 lakes.
Okay.
So, is, you know, they increased it substantially. Was yours, I think, they kicked it 20,000?
Yeah,
24,000. 24,000? I don't have it in front of me, but I got ours here.
Our initial was 114, then it went up to 124. Oh, so 10 grand.
10 grand.
I don't know if Randy's question got answered. Were you wondering where Manhattan's portion of the road is?
Yeah.
And where 50 Lakes is?
Oh, it's very visible right there.
It's the first
1,300 feet.
You start up the hill there just before, there's a little green sign that's pretty close to right where it is. But
if you look at the road surface, because they didn't chip seal, we did, it's obvious. They're worn down to the big aggregate, the base aggregate, and we've got chip seal on ours.
Sure.
And it's the chip sealing on our end of it that's cracking and been chipped up from landscapers dropping rock on the road. And all those driveways, all those lots are super narrow. So they drop material on the road and then they run it in. And you can tell right where every sand, every rock hit, you can right. see the depression, or where it's cracked off the top of the chip seal.
My recommendation would be is to table this until we get further information.
And that's,
so yeah, of course.
Yeah, and make sure if Tim's going to core that, make sure he cores our portion.
Yep, you'll be able to look when he comes out to do it. I'll make sure.
Because we got about 1,300 feet there, and I don't know what you guys' portion, how long that is.
How long is that road overall? We've got that.
It should be on the
3,800. Yeah. Linear feet? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was
that on the 3?
It is.
I think it's like 7 tenths.
7, that's all.
That sounds right on our road sheet.
Yeah, so 3/4 mile. So, yeah, well, let's just table this one until we get a core pour, talk to them about pricing, and like I said, are they going to give us a little better deal? We need to have them wait another year and do it when they've got it sitting up here.
I think it makes sense. It's just, you know, we're responsible for the purse strings of our city. And
doesn't hurt to ask.
Huh?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to ask.
No. And if they, maybe they can't, because we're government, if that ruling comes down on them, that we probably can't even deal with them.
Right. We'll just have to see where it goes.
Yeah.
They'll still be able to do city road. That won't be a problem. or city roads, parking lots, and driveways.
Well, is it just government roads?
It's just government, yeah.
Oh, okay. Then we're all right.
Yeah, they'll still be in the business, so it's just a matter of...
But it'd be nice to know from our standpoint that we're looking for improvements, you know. We definitely have the money, but where we spend it, you know.
Okay. Chad, what did you find out visiting with the city today? They're not gonna do it till 2025. Did they look at that? Did they think they needed a culvert across?
They're gonna put a liner in it.
Oh, there's a culvert there.
There's a culvert there. I just didn't think it was big enough, but it is a 18-inch culvert.
Is it plugged or what?
No, it's not plugged. It's just the ripple one, so it slows the water down. They're gonna line it so it's smooth.
That really works.
And it'll flow a lot better through there.
That's out here.
Why do you think it puddled so heavily on the north side of, we're referring to right out here in the intersection when we had that warm up 5 days ago?
Yeah.
The puddle on the north side of County Road 1 there was pretty full.
We discussed it, that's kind of where they like it to puddle. Otherwise it'll flood Dave's.
Yep.
Or it's gonna come across and it'll flood the pond over there.
Is it tied all the way to the pond over there?
Yes.
It is.
There's a 12-inch culvert going underneath the parking lot over that drain.
Just south of the fire hall, then?
No. From right across the street, goes straight across the parking lot of the bar to that drain that's over there north of the lake.
I don't recall them putting that in, but they must have. Obviously, it's there.
So all that water from over there eventually gets to that.
Did they show you where this end of it is over on across the road?
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Okay.
Being frozen up, didn't
it? It's not frozen up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for...
Yeah. Thank you, Paul.
Working with me,
sir.
And I'll let you know when he's going to come out and
Do
the cores on that road. Make a motion that, are you going to go to all these? Which of these trainings are you going to go to?
They're once a month, aren't they?
Oh, it's for
they're once every other one?
Yeah, pretty much. All of them?
They're free.
Yeah.
And could I make a recommendation that maybe Jess and I are included? I didn't realize that till Chad pointed out that this is for all staff. There's three that are for all staff. So I thought if there's one of us could go to or both of us.
The Emily Clark's attendant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that'd be great.
Okay.
Well, especially when I look at it, they're airborne pathogens. And that's not
and maybe that should include bar management too.
Yeah, that would be a bad one for...
Okay.
They're the worst, yeah.
So maybe just say any staff that are interested.
Yeah. Maybe post it on the wall and anybody that wants to go. There's no charge for it.
Okay.
Yeah, anybody who wants to go, I'm all for it.
You'd make a motion. I'd appreciate it.
I'll make a motion to have any of our staff that wants to go to any of these classes that they can go.
We'll cover their hourly wage.
Yeah.
About 3 hours?
Hourly wage and mileage.
Hourly wage and mileage.
Because we don't have a city truck.
I do.
I'll fire off on that.
Did you have a motion?
So that was my motion, I guess.
Okay. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
There's 3 4-door fire trucks right over there at the city ones.
Just show up in one of those, yeah.
One mile per gallon?
Actually, surprising, the new trucks do a lot better than they do almost 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty surprised about that also. Liquor.
A few things, Diane, you can jump in.
Sure.
With this, looking at January's down month, we have seen that for the last couple of years. No snow means no snowmobilers, and it just affects the bar life immensely. So in for January, we look at gross profit about $15,000. Net profit or loss is about $13,000 this month, and that ran the same way last year as it turned out this year. So Dan has been working on cutting some staff hours, minimizing our inventory, those kind of things that we will affect and move the needle on this. So do you have any?
No, I cuts starting next week, some hours will be cut. We had looked at a few different ways to cut back and decided on a course of action to move forward starting next week. It might affect, you know, if it does get busy and we only have one staff member over there, you know, people are hopefully going to understand that, you know, we can't predict when we're going to have a rush. So hopefully, if you hear anything that, you know, they didn't get great service or fast service, that might be the issue, you know, so just so you guys are aware.
But you're just a phone call away, right?
I am, yeah.
How far away is most more of our staff?
Well, there's three of us right now that are within a mile. You know, there's the other two that are, 30, 40 miles away. Right. So, yeah. Well, I guess there's, four of us with Becky, so that are close. So
Becky too.
Yep. So, other than that, I'm working on getting some product out of the off sale that has not been moving. Putting some stuff on sale. Clothing is on sale 50% off, just to make room for the new inventory that's coming in April. So if you guys are looking for any apparel, come on over and buy some.
We do.
Good. We had Super Bowl party Sunday. It was okay. A lot of people were at their homes or whatever, but we did have a potluck and some giveaways and stuff. So it was fun for the people that came. We're going to do a Toby Keith party here at the end of the month. Do a Red Circle party. Hopefully bring some people in.
See, Diane, I just, you know, I know that this has been just horrible for snowmobiling and stuff, but, you know, like this Toby Keith party, that's awesome. But, you know, are there any other events we could get going? You know, the first thing that kind of pops into my mind is that purse deal you have. And that went over pretty good, didn't it? Is there anything like that we could kind of bring, kind of do some things like that, get it advertised good on Facebook and see if we can kind of...
And we had talked about it. I know Cassie and I talked about it from the fire department because we have to tie in with the fire department. So that's kind of their deal too, and we have to all get on board and stuff. But it really didn't go anywhere for February, you know, for that. But
I'm just thinking if there's anything, you know, kind of try to get outside the box and just anything. You know, this is just, we rely heavily on ice fishermen and snowmobiles, but if we can get somebody coming in some other way. I don't even know, but right. I just use that purse deal as an example. There's other things maybe if we put our heads together.
Absolutely.
Help us out in there. So.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's just bad here, and if we can, there aren't anybody else, there isn't anyone here, so.
Yeah, a lot of
more people we can get coming this way, the better it be.
Absolutely.
You might mention this year's St. Patty's.
Yep, we're going to do a float in the parade for St. Patty's Day. Kim approached me and she would really like to kind of spearhead a float for St. Patty's Day and get that going. So I'm letting her kind of run with that and I'll be there to guide her if she has any questions or anything because I've done it in the past. But so we'll have a float in the parade this year.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I was really happy when she came and asked me about it.
Corned beef and cabbage or something?
We always have, yep. So I'll be back here doing the corned beef and cabbage and she'll go and do that and then come back.
What I thought we should do probably is do some some free drinks or discount drink to hand out on the
road. They discourage that because, because we can do drink cards that they can bring back here.
Yeah, that's what we mean.
Okay, yeah, we could do that. I thought you meant like cans of beer.
They do it in
Emily.
Emily,
they do that.
They do, right. I'm not supposed to.
And we have done that before in the past, gave out drink cards off from the folk. So, that's pretty much all I had. I mean, it's, I don't know what, ice machine is fixed. So that did get fixed before I left on vacation. The guys are working on reupholstering the chairs. So we'll have,
some chairs fixed up.
Doing the reupholstery on the bar stools, because they really need it.
Right.
So, yep.
You're doing that in lieu of replacement then, or
yeah.
Are you still looking at purchasing some more bar furniture?
Yes.
We'll do that.
I'm thinking more of the outside ones now. We can reupholster the bar stools we have in there. They're good. I mean, they're not. We've had them forever in there.
Yeah, we'd have to cover the whole bar then?
If we don't, then I'll just run to Joann's and grab more fabric. Is that what you mean, or more chairs?
Do we have enough, even if he fixes all those, is that enough to fill
the bar?
The whole bar then? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we do, because we have some in the trailer. So it should be, and if not, it's pretty close.
Good. Do you have a question in the back?
There's no chairs in the trailer.
Oh, there isn't?
No, we fixed them all, put them on.
Oh, well, okay. So I'll have to take a count and see, but. It's pretty close, if I'm not.
Is 44.6 the lowest your profit percentage has ever been?
I don't believe so, no. I believe it's been down to 41% before, if I remember correctly. No.
Have you got a pretty busy summer lined up for trying to recover the cost of loss of winter?
Yep, I am currently in the works of getting my entertainment lined up and getting that all set for spring, summer, and fall, and getting the event set up. I'm going to give the bartenders the task again this year to set up an event every month, so they're going to do that again. So yeah, we're working on it to try to really get going here.
This has been a tough winter. I know I'm going to cut slack on this all the way through because I know there's been nobody here.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Nope. Anything else that's about to say?
All right.
Thank you. Mayor's report. Or what's the source well?
There's nothing. No. The first thing is approving moving 50 Lakes Day to the third Saturday of June. Our 50 Lakes Day committee has met and just reviewing that the bar cannot get any beer trailers because of Lakes Jam, and that's a conflict that day. So is Summerfest in Pine River. So after discussions, we really feel like our numbers will improve not having it coincide with those events, and then the availability of the beer trailer and probably the availability of entertainment and vendors and just everything all around. So the fire department, I believe, is on board with that, so we'd like a motion to move 50 Lakes Day to the third Saturday in June.
I'll make a motion to move 50 Lakes Days to the third Saturday of June.
Sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Then the next thing is to discuss fireworks. In the past, it has been split three ways between the bar, the city, and the fire department. Our vendor, who is very good and loves 50 Lakes, has committed to the same price he's had for the last 2 years of $10,800. So I'm looking for a motion for...
Well, can I ask Diana if she's in?
She better burn.
And I guess I'd like to address Jesse. Would you be speaking for the fire department at this point? Are you in?
Yep.
Okay.
In that motion, though, if you could say we approve fireworks show at 10,800 with a third of it from each department. It's for auditor. He needs to know.
Okay. Well, I'll make a motion that we accept 10,800 for fireworks with a third of it coming from the city, a third from the liquor store, and a third from the fire department.
Excellent. I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Then the next thing is just an FYI for you. Presidential primary nomination elections are March 5th here at City Hall from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. So be sure to come see us so our day isn't so long. And then the Sourceville Community Impact Funds. This is page
71.
71, thank you, Jeff.
Through 77.
Or 77.
Through 77.
So this is food for thought. It is due May 29th. And I think I've gone over it with a couple of you. The proposed project. So this is where we got the monies last year for the sirens. And the amount of money is $20,000 to $50,000. And the project cannot have anything to do with the project we were already awarded, which is the sirens, I think, are it's done. So what we can look at is building repairs, remodels, maintenance equipment, office technology. They will not accept any for pickleball, splash pads, baseball fields, park improvements, nor land acquisitions, lobbying, transportation infrastructure, or public safety. Because right now they're looking at, which I'm excited for, public safety is a separate funding for that. So I just wanted to throw it out to you. I'm actually going tomorrow to Staples to go review Earn Sick Safe Time, and then they added this. The lady that spearheads it was here, and I think we have an hour for questions and answers. So if there's anything you're thinking, let me know and I'll ask.
Would this impact you, Chad? Is there anything that you could use out of this? I'm guessing that I don't know if there's any equipment or anything, or
I looked at a lot of stuff that they have that you can buy, but it's mostly on auction, so I'd have to buy it now and then come ask you for the money.
Oh, all right. I just, you know, I don't know if this would kind of pertain to anything for Chad.
I think he's talking about something else Sourcewell just started, where they're actually auctioning off used equipment from cities and
stuff. Oh, all right.
So this, and I haven't gone over it with Chad yet, because it says not involve costs for transportation, infrastructure, construction, or maintenance. Example, building roads and or bridges. But it does say maintenance equipment.
Right. And maintenance on his...
That's what I want to know, the questions.
You know, I'm guessing I'm just... You know, with that thought, is there anything there that would fall under this that you would need, I guess?
It would be nice to get some tin siding.
Tin siding for...
But that's a construction thing.
Well, I suppose that'd be construction.
Yeah. I don't know if it...
Well, it says building repairs.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, and remodels.
There you go.
That's the start to think about something, you know.
So tomorrow I am going to ask if this... And I'm 99% sure it's a no for anything in the bar, because that is an enterprise fund.
Right.
So I'll ask... Just general questions? Is there anything that comes to mind right now?
Ask them if they can. Should we decide to add another lead to the barn or put concrete floor in or okay. Any of those other objects if they pertain?
Okay.
Or fix an existing building.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so that was just an FYI for you.
Could that apply to different like programs? Like I know that they have that program for four-wheeler permits and stuff like that through the Over the Hill gang. Nothing like on that end, but little education that we can do for
plates or something?
No.
Okay. I know you're going with that, and I kind of like that idea. Yeah, because there's a lot of things that we could, you know,
sponsor.
Permit programs, four-wheeler, boat for kids, stuff like that.
Four-wheeler is everything our kids up here do. That there's never enough classroom space to teach them.
Right. But, you know, if we could, as a city, help on it or that sort of thing. I was just kind of...
As a side note, though, you know, Perry May with the ATV MN, or... Outing. Yes. They used to hold classes over here.
I know, yeah.
So maybe if Diana wants to reach out to him, because then they'd come to the bar, didn't they?
I'm sorry, what was that?
The Over the Hills gang?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they have classes and the Snowbirds?
Yes, but Perry reached out to me and told me that they are doing it.
Oh, that's right.
Somewhere
in
else.
Outing.
In Outing this year,
yeah.
But maybe next year they maybe bring that back here. Yeah, they had to move it around.
You know, there's a, I guess, like I say, there's, I don't know if there's anything that we could do as a city to, and like I say, kids would boat, I think they need boat stuff. Or, I don't know.
Hard one to do in a parking lot, but,
well, classroom, I don't know. But that's either here or there.
Lake Central Insurance. Did you need a beat on your motion on that? What did you want us to look at on this insurance? Do we want to hire this individual to oversee our insurance through the League of Cities, or
he's an agent. You have to have an agent to get our city insurance, and that's liability. I believe it's our DRAM and then our work comp. And so we have an agent right now. I think he might be out of Brainerd, but I think one of the ladies is out of what's the little town, Diana, on the way, Nimrod. I think she's out of Nimrod, one of the agents. But this gentleman, young gentleman out of Cross Lake, has stopped in the past 2-3 years, you know, asking to be considered.
Has he ever given us a quote?
He doesn't quote. He's our agent.
Oh.
Yeah, and everything's through the League of Minnesota City.
Oh.
So.
What's the advantage? Or
it's local, and it's personal.
Okay.
In the letter. And if you're not comfortable with it tonight, I mean, he just said the league is already starting to work on policies. So if there's going to be an agent change, it needs to be done sooner than later. I look at it as the advantage is that he's just in Cross Lake. And like in here, it said he now is the agent for Cross Lake, the city of Cross Lake. And he actually did a walkthrough on all the property and all the equipment and everything. And it was actually to the advantage of the city for policy premiums and et cetera. So I trust him. I like him.
Do the people we have ever come through and...
They come through and drop a card off usually once a year.
But no, this guy actually physically walked around and seen what we had to have our current...
He has it here. He did for Cross Lake.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He lives in Merrifield. He's been an agent for 18 years, and let's see, what did he say? I've been working with the City of Cross Lakes insurance policies for 5 years. Last summer, I brought an appraiser out to double-check that their building values and replacement costs were all consistent with today's rates and that there were no gaps in coverage. Any gaps we identified were explained to the client. Options to cover these gaps were discussed and implemented. Their coverage and costs are better as a result of these efforts.
I guess I kind of have the same question. Has our current insurance person come out and done that for us?
I don't know since I've been as clerk, no.
So
Chad, have you ever seen an insurance agent walking around?
Yeah, they come out to our city and look at the building. When we put the addition on, they came out for that.
And I've got to guess that they make you aware that they're coming, don't they, or not?
Oh, yeah.
They don't just come out and snoop around. So.
No.
So do you happen to know who Manhattan Beach is using? Is it this?
Well, we're with the League of Minnesota Cities Insurance Trust.
Right, but do you have an agent?
Michael Christensen. Christensen, okay. Agency.
That's not ours.
Out of Aiken.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, you know, and that's my point, is if we've got somebody and they haven't come out and assessed, and I think it should be done at least every other year that they come out and, you know, look things over and give us an assessment of what we should have.
Well, with the new things we've been installing, I don't even know.
Right.
That's part of my problem, too, is to alert them we have a pavilion.
Well, you know, if they want our business, it would be nice to see some initiative. This gentleman seems to be showing a little initiative.
He does.
At this point.
Paul, you got a question or comment?
Well, I don't have a dog in this fight, but I would think adding that park and the equipment and stuff, that they should be looking at that to make sure that that's adequately insured and more importantly, probably address the liability. I would be concerned about that over there.
Right. And Chad?
I remember a while back when Karen was here that she had to go around and take pictures and do everything over there and get the years of the trucks and all that stuff for the insurance company to review and, you know, to give to them, so they didn't actually come out here. They had
photos. They did photos.
So that's been a number of years anyhow,
yeah,
too. I don't know how often they should come out. I'm, you know.
Well, that's something we can request.
Well, we've made a lot of changes in the last 5 years.
Absolutely. And should they just take the, I don't know if it's in their wheelhouse to take the initiative and come out a yearly or every other year.
You would think.
Do they ever come out to Manhattan if you guys don't ask them? I mean, just kind of to check you out? Or?
We didn't ask. They just
show up. And
basically, what we asked for was to get additional insurance coverage.
Sure.
And, you know, then they come out. But periodically, they check on, you know, if there's been any improvements.
Yeah, there. That's what I feel they ought to do. At least make a phone call and ask or something.
So, but I don't know. That might be reflected with your agent, too.
Exactly. That's kind of where I'm going with this.
So that's with the league. They have a number of agents that service the area, correct?
Well, there isn't a lot of them. It, you know, they're few and far in between, but we chose Christensen because we were dealing direct, and it just worked out better with the agent. And
be interested to see.
In fact, that was the one call I had today while we were out on the road,
mm-hmm,
from that insurance agent over workman's comp that should be coming up for review.
What would I would like to look for in moving something local, something closer by, even if it was somebody at Aiken, Nimrod's kind of a haul, and if they didn't do it all on the photos.
Yeah, I know one of the office ladies is out of Nimrod, and then I think the male agent's out of Nimrod. But I would just need a motion then that we will go with Lake Central Insurance as our insurance agent for city insurance through the league.
No, that's not, it doesn't hurt to change to keep everybody honest.
It doesn't. We do it at home.
Yeah, I wouldn't be against it. I think it'd be a good thing, Randy.
Well, our current agent should still be called and find out what's the deal, you know, my thoughts, before we make the jump to another agent.
The only thing is the time frame. I'm not pressuring whatsoever, so.
Time frame being this, you know, we do this.
Well, just because the league's already working on policies, and if we're going to change agents, we need to do it now, or it might be a year. Because our policy period is July 1 to end of June.
When is your policy up? Ours is like in September.
No, ours goes July 1 to end of June.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we do have a little bit of time before we have to make this jump.
Yeah, if we want to try to see about March.
Yes, I would like to address whoever our current one is.
Okay.
There's no money difference, nothing really at all, correct?
I think it might depend on the agent, just like our agent.
Well, I mean, unless they decide that we need more coverage.
Right, or less.
Or less.
Just the same as at home. Our agent is an independent agent who shops.
Right.
Which this hopefully is the same, but he might look at things differently and write things differently. And if you want him to come here, or the other agent, or if that's overkill.
Why don't you research our current agent?
Okay.
And then compare his numbers to whatever this guy comes up with, and let's bring this up in next month's meeting.
Well, and I think regardless of who we go with, even our old agent needs to come out and see what we've got. I think physically looking at all the changes we've got is necessary. And if they only want to do it by photograph, I don't know.
And if he hadn't been here in the last 3 years, he's not home a lot of...
Right, we're underinsured. Or there may be things here that we're not insured on.
Did we ever approach insurance when we had water damage last year? Did we ever call anybody on that? Or we never really had any serious damage. We did.
No, I don't. Not that I'm aware of.
But I don't know. I wasn't involved in that.
Yeah, I would. Not that I'm aware of.
Well, I'll just go back to the fact that he is a really nice, trustworthy gentleman.
Well,
if I call, he's 6 miles away.
Well, and you know, if he'd be attentive, the other one doesn't seem to be. I don't know. We don't need to be held hands, but.
Okay, I'll do some work on that.
Next, purchasing personnel. Approve a pay increase for Pat O'Connor, who's been an AIS inspector for us for quite some time. Since you started it, and Pat been here since
we did the agreement with the DNR. He's been one of our inspectors. Yep. So this I think would be his fourth summer, third for sure.
Yeah.
And Randy, are you aware that we pay for our own AIS people here? We don't.
No, that's news to me.
Okay. Yeah, because DNR back in 2021 or 2020 cut funding for Eagle and Mitchell Lake. They were only going to cover Fox Lakes and only on a small number.
Yeah, that was
5 years ago.
That's not the DNR. That's Crow Wing County.
Crow Wing County did that.
State funds that go to the county that go from the county to combat AIS, yeah. And they did that strictly based on boat traffic. And so this year again, they've, and if I've got it figured out right, I think last year, because we only had one inspector, we had a little over $1,500 left. And every month I report to Crow Wing County, because they send the city the check, so I report to them how many hours we spent on East Fox Lake at their hourly rate, which is less than what we pay our inspector. So they know where that money's being spent. And I thought maybe they'd come back and ask for some money back, but they haven't. But this year they're reimbursing at $21.90 an hour. There's 15 weekends, if I count right, from Memorial weekend through Labor Day. They stock 9 hours a day, so it works out to 270 hours times 2190. We should get a check for $5,643 from Coeur d'Alene County this year to cover the inspector on East Fox. And then 50 Lakes property owners, we write a check to the city to cover the inspector hours on the other three landings. Last year we only came up with one inspector. This year we posted on a 50 Lake property owners Facebook page, on the cities, and we haven't put it on our website, but we will. And I got a call today from a gentleman that's interested in an inspector job, so I'm going to talk to him tomorrow. He's not on staff yet, but I'm going to talk to him. So hopefully we'll get some interest. We'd like to have at least two. I think Gary, you were maybe asking why only two, but not more. We only have two iPads.
All right.
That's part of the problem. We have two inspectors and we have two iPads, and so we've never.
I was going to say the Sourcewell mine for technology, but that's $20,000 to $50,000.
Yeah, and you know we've.
To get more.
We raise our funds by sending out a membership letter, and we get members that join 50 Lakes property owners, and a lot of them give more money than just the membership fee. we have our treasurer stop by and write a check to the city of 50 Lakes. And so we, there's not, so far there hasn't been any money that's actually come out of the city funds. But as we talked about with the lake improvement plan, if we really got in a bind, I think there's a little over $7,000 in the budget that's not tied up in the CD if we had to tap into that. So Pat's really good. And this year, they're requiring, even experienced inspectors are requiring online training and in person. Last couple of years, it's just been online. If you've already been an inspector, it's just been online. This year we're requiring both. I think part of that is to get the new people talking to inspectors that have already been working, you know, in face-to-face situations. So, anyway.
What were we going to pay Pat over?
22.
We
paid him 20 last year. The county was kind of confusing, at least confused me when they came out with their numbers, but their actual pay range for an inspector is 18 to 21, depending. First year it's 18, second year it's 19, next year it's 20, fourth year you get $21. That's the way they're set up. But they reimburse it $21.90. Well, they said that the counties ran 18 to 23, I think, and I said, well, how's that work? That's if we come in as an association, we say we want to buy more hours from the county to cover Keego Lake. Then their rate to us, I think, it's either 22 or 23 hours an hour. So they've got a little extra built in there. And I think because all the employees go through the temp agency. So the temp agency gets some money too. So anyway, we hope to have two inspectors that are part-time employees of the city.
So just to start it off, we're going to need motions on all these.
Yep. But
Pat O'Connor and I agree 100%. We'd like to make a motion. We pay him $22 an hour for the 2024 season.
Yep.
With the second, all in favor?
Yep.
Aye. Okay. Motion carries.
Thank
you. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ken.
Take care.
Approve advertising for additional ALS inspectors. Is it, we need a motion to put it in the paper or on our website or what's and what do we need to do for
just a motion to advertise for additional AIS inspectors.
I'll make a motion to approve the advertising for the AIS inspector.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Next, request from Manhattan Beach for a deputy clerk support. And if she wants to come and follow it, shadow hand around. Paul, we'll turn it over to you again. What are you looking for her to just shadow day to day, to come over to your office for a few hours? What are you looking for?
Well, we have a deputy clerk now, and she's completed quite a bit of training, but we'd like to get her familiarized with the CTES. A program as it functions, and it would be just simpler. We would pay her wages and stuff if she could just come here and observe for a while. No particular training would have to be done other than if she had a question of how you enter this or how you enter that. And she's familiar with the codes, and it would just be a matter of procedure of going in and so forth.
How do you feel about that, Ann? I mean, and are there certain times or anything that work better for you if you were to?
I think you can choose what would be convenient.
Yeah, I think this affects Ann for the most part.
But we're just basically getting a courtesy blessing from
sure.
The.
Right. I think that's all I would
I think if we'd come up with, because there's certain days I pay bills and certain days I do payroll, mm-hmm. Of course. So if we'd just figure it out when she could come in and sit, unless it'd be easier for me to just go over there, I don't know.
Well, it would be easier here because we have a little reluctancy with the city clerk accepting the fact that there is a deputy clerk.
I think it's fine if they want to come over and follow you around there, as long as it's okay with you.
Tell them they gotta bring the coffee and donuts.
We'll bring the whole.
I guess that needs a motion.
You're making a motion.
I'll second a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you, Paul. And the Sourcewell Conference, February 14th, tomorrow, in Staples, and we'll pay your wage plus mileage. Unless you want to take a fire truck.
I don't think you want to, but I'll try.
We'll pay.
Is it automatic?
Yeah. It's just a four-door pickup.
Yeah.
Give me something to remember.
I don't know how they get out of the garage.
I'll figure it out.
That's a tricky part.
I'll pull it out.
Okay, I make a motion that Ann goes to the conference, the MCFOA conference in St. Cloud. Or no, this is the Sourcewell Staples. I'm sorry.
We can do it both in one motion.
That's fine. Do it all.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that Ann goes to the Sourcewell Conference in Staples and the MCFOA Conference in St. Cloud on March 19th through the 22nd.
So now are you going to stay down there then? So we'll need a motel room and mileage on that one.
I got to make that motion?
Yeah, it's got to be included.
Okay. And in both of those motions, I want to include mileage and travel expenses, motel if you need to stay over.
Meal.
Food.
It's included.
Oh, all right.
I'll second that. All in favor?
All right.
Aye. All right. Motion carried. City Hall offices will be closed on President's Day, February 19th. Is that next Monday then? Will you be available for consultation? Well, I guess I don't need too much. And I'm going to that county board meeting on the morning of the 20th.
Yeah, I've got nothing on the 19th.
So.
Just give me a holler. Okay. I'd be cleaning house or something.
I think we've got most everything in line to do that.
Or meet here early.
Right.
I'm not opposed to coming.
It's a discussion with Bob and I are going down, so.
Yeah. One more thing.
Unfinished business?
Approval of additional costs to the Community Center TV. Last month,
You
approved $1,000 for the Community Center TV, of which the fire department donated $1,000. But we did go over budget. We couldn't help it. The TV that we got was $1,099 plus $120 for the brackets to hang it plus $90 for tax. So we went over $310.
What's the TV we get?
Well, you haven't seen it yet?
It's like 80 some inches.
Were you there last week? You were there, I thought.
I didn't see the TV in there.
Oh, it's on the wall.
How
big is it? I think it's 10 inches bigger than me.
Yeah.
It's big.
And then they set it up so you can do power. They have to get a smarter one for some reason, because then it works off your phone.
You should take Leo up there with some popcorn and watch a movie.
Something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just an FYI, I've not quite done up there yet, and everything's still out and about, but it's rented out, the community center is rented out Saturday, so
we're going to clean that up tomorrow.
Okay. I've got a cleaner coming in Thursday morning. So I mean,
you gotta remember, put it all, you can't miss it because everything's still spread out on the table.
I don't know if anyone went in there when I was there.
Is it Tremolo?
I can see that.
Do you know if Tremolo has been contacted for hooking that up?
No, I don't believe so. So I need a motion for the additional $310 on the Community Center TV.
Making a motion that we use. putting the $310, was it, on the budget for the television for the fire hall.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, aye. It's an open forum. Any questions? If you don't mind, who are you folks? Where do you live?
Thank you, Lace.
Wicked lawyer.
Really?
Right on the end of the golf course owner.
She had her name in
the call. You
I'm on the 50 Lake State Committee now.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
It's hard to go right by, but you're Brody on Brody Court then?
Yep.
We're on the right side. Your daughter is on the left. Steve and
Sam. Yeah, they're all their seasonal stuff.
Back, yeah.
Lori had her name in the hat for the council position.
Oh, it rained.
Sorry.
Chad,
I'm helping.
Yeah, she's a big help, big addition to 50 Lake State, if that's okay if I say. Her career is marketing.
Good. Thank you. Welcome to 50 Lake. Chad?
I just want to tell everybody to keep an eye out for people stealing street signs because Majestic disappeared the other day. And
that's the second one in a month.
Yeah, I lost mine off my road there a while back.
So just keep an eye out for people stealing signs.
I had noticed. Did you get the upgraded signs up now? Or?
Yep.
Thank you.
And I had ordered another one from the Majestic.
We get a discount if they order volume?
Three of each. Yeah, when I ordered them, I ordered three of each.
We've got extra.
So I got them in stock.
Did you have, but Majestic wasn't one of the ones
Majestic
that upgraded because that's a 30-mile-an-hour road.
Right.
Maybe we should do a search and seizure of some houses. No, I'm just kidding.
No, what those things, do you mean they're not over anything?
It doesn't matter when they take the whole post.
Oh!
Oh! The two-post system where they bolt the one post on and the one that's driven into the ground. On my road, they just took probably two bolts out and took the
top half for
post. And,
can you put a padlock on it?
And Majestic, it took the whole post on the ground.
Concrete.
That's commitment.
They pulled it out of the ground.
On Majestic?
No,
they must have been trying pretty hard. They wanted it. Maybe you had to sell these things. Might be easier.
Why would they buy when they can steal them?
Yeah. Boy, that pulling it out in a frozen ground, that's getting to be a bit like work.
Probably not with a four-wheel drive pickup and a chain.
And a 12-pack.
You're going back into history again.
And also keep a lookout for people dumping stuff on the roads. Chairs, desks, TVs.
Can we just need a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Aye. Can we call back tomorrow to see him? Can we call back tomorrow to see him?
Did we set it for a certain day every month?
No.